from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
What's the game again, then, Simon?
Together, they're Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Why would you want to do that right off the start?
Guess who's back?
I'm in a good mood. I'm energized. And you want to try to stick it to me right off the bat.
Yay! Welcome back, baby.
What's up, man?
Yeah, we tried to hold it down. We held it down.
Yeah.
We missed you, though. You were missed.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. I missed you guys.
Looking good.
I missed you guys. I had a good time. And, boy, missed some stuff around here, huh?
work.
You guys went to the A's game over the weekend?
We kicked it a little bit.
Yeah. Saw your guy Ohtani. Mm-hmm. So. Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, man.
By the way.
You know how we do it when you come. One of us comes back.
Well, I don't know. Where do you want to start, Ayuk or Trent Williams?
Let's do IU, because I think the Trent Williams thing is he's got a beverage of leverage. I keep using that, and I love myself for it. But this new report from Mayoko Stani basically saying that if somehow Ayuk was traded to the Cleveland Browns, and in return, Amari Cooper would come back in some draft capital, even I think a second, maybe a next year's draft. That scenario wasn't on my bingo card. So my friend, then I would be like, you're telling me you swap Ayuk and Amari Cooper when healthy in this offense? That I would do, Stani. But the reality is, I don't know why I don't think it's going to pop, but our guy Andrew Filippone, morning show in Pittsburgh,
sure.
Sister station of Odyssey, tweeted again, Steelers working hard this morning, hard for a deal for Ayuk, and feels like something can be done. And he also took that video that you and I discussed where Ayuk was giving dap to Lynch and Shanny.
Right.
And people out here, Stani, on the West Coast, the Best Coast, thought, okay, a deal's coming. So did Colin Cowherd. Nothing came quiet on the set, but Andrew took that as maybe he was saying his goodbyes. But with this report, Stani, I don't. Are they really going to trade Brandon Ayuk?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what the answer is to that. It's funny though when you know I was catching up on everything and Amari Cooper's name came up and Cleveland came up. I was kind of like you. I was thinking, just do it. Just make the trade for Amari Cooper. And then I was talking to our
guy. He's got one year left on his deal.
But I said, you know, they'd just do that with Amari Cooper. And Evan's like, yeah, I wouldn't.
What'd he say?
He said he wouldn't. Or he'd be worried about that. But I don't know. Can beggars be choosers at this point? And the thing I was asking him, too, I'll ask you, is, I mean, are the 49ers just going to, I don't want to say cave, but are the 49ers just going to give Ayuk his extension at some point and then guarantee Trent Williams some money, and the next thing you know, they're both here a week or two from now?
Well, you tell me what you think before you left. We were out there at camp on that beautiful Wednesday. Yeah. I thought this would be rectified. It's not. And Steiny, every day that goes by, now we got different reports and we don't know what's really going on.
Right.
But the fact that they can't hash it out, my answer to your question is no, they're not going to cave. Because if you were, you would have his ass on the dude, and if I get another report of he's doing everything but practicing, what else is there? You got to practice to get rapport with Brock. That has not happened. But I'm different than Evan on this. If it's personal or he wants to get the bag and Cleveland can give him the bag, and you're telling me Amari Cooper would be your version, you know, come in for Brandon Ayuk, Steiny, I do that because Ayuk is telling you, if you don't pay me, I don't want to be here. How much is that worth? Just to get rid of the riffraff. That's what I'm calling. If you don't want to be here, beat it. Michael Jackson.
Well, the one thing I was thinking about, Goo, is kind of, so I, it was two Fridays ago, I left, and it was the day before, day after Trent Williams holdout, and nobody seemed concerned about Trent Williams holdout, that was just a formality. What I'm getting at is here it's 10 days later, and it doesn't feel like anything's happened in that regard. And the one thing I'm wondering is, and the way I've approached both, and maybe it's been wrong, and I'm interested to hear what you think is, I mean, maybe I've been looking at it the wrong way, that you know, Niners have all the leverage. I don't know. Has that changed at all? Does it feel like the two players may have, are gaining the leverage? I don't know.
Well, hey, you asked me a question, I'm going to give you my answer, Steiny. I think his leverage, if you deem he has some, what little he has runs out as
Which
they get
one?
Closer. Brandon Ayuk, he's going to lose out. Because if you're saying you're not going to be on the field when the games count, then you're missing game checks. It's all bad at that juncture. And then for the Niners, you drafted Ricky Pearsall. Ball accounts, Donnie, it's early. Larry Kruger was out there saying he looks great and a lot of other people. But it's easy to look great in practice or whatnot. But I think Brandon Ayuk, the leverage of the power move he's using right now runs out. You know, that can gets empty as you get closer to kickoff. Steiny, we're like, what, 20-something days away from kickoff? September 6th, September 3rd, the Thursday night game. Like, that's around the corner, man.
And the Niners have a game this weekend already. Their first exhibition
Tennessee.
Game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I was reading The Athletic the other day, and our guy Tim Kawakami is saying that
TK
is saying that if you watch a Niners practice, it doesn't take an expert to see that they're different without Trent Williams and Ayuk. Now,
and that's to be expected.
I guess. I mean, I don't know how. I don't know why it's so noticeable, but maybe even it is in practice. But I guess if nothing, let's say nothing happens this week, and then you play Tennessee this weekend, and I get it, it's an exhibition game, but let's say you don't look good at all, and it becomes noticeable at that point that you're missing a receiver and you're missing the key offensive lineman.
Oh, you're not the Niners then.
Well, then doesn't that put the pressure on the Niners? If they play an exhibition game and Shanahan and Lynch see, geez, I mean, we are in trouble without those guys. Could that be the impetus to get things rolling, maybe?
Yeah. And last week, Steiny, Evan, and I were having some fun. I don't know how much you caught wind of it, but Interception Gate was out there in Santa Clara. Purdy had four or five interceptions or whatnot. You know, brother going to work it out, having fun working on stuff. But we were having fun with that. Like, man, look how far we've come to where that's a big deal. But if you're telling me Trent's not out there, you're starting left tackle, and then one of your starting wideouts is not out there to throw 10. I don't care, but we know why. But I believe Trent wouldn't be playing this Thursday, Ayuk either, this Saturday, starting against Tennessee. So nothing to see here. But Evan brought this word up last week, continuity, Steiny. How do you have or keep or build continuity in a year that you're trying to snap back and get right back to the bowl with this disease of me stuff? So when you tell me Trent Williams, I feel like they're doing him a favor, Steiny. I know he's getting fined. You know, I'm an OG. I'm at the house chilling, watching Netflix, receiver doc. I'll be back when you guys break me off my cash. But Ayuk is something different.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. You know it. You want to jump in here? And has anything changed in your mind, 49er fans?
Is he really getting traded?
Since the pleasantries of Wednesday between Ayuk Lynch and Shanahan. I remember 2 weeks ago, nobody seemed that concerned about the Trent Williams situation. And he is a veteran, and he doesn't practice a lot anyway. He's getting up there, yeah, obviously, so he probably doesn't need to practice as much as younger players. Nevertheless, I don't know.
He's your second best player.
Yeah, at what point important do you say, or don't you say this, but I sometimes look at things that happen before a season, and I do think it can set a tone.
And I like that.
Maybe, are we at the point where, you know what, the 49ers have, they're in week two of training camp, and it's not going great. It's not going great. And if that's the case, does it matter? Does that even matter at this point of the season?
Well,
I don't know.
Purdy walked in here, Stoney. It's all how much credence you give to practice performance.
Right.
I'm not that big on it. But if you're telling me, you know, he were to have game one Monday night, Brock Purdy, that is, with two interceptions, I'd be shocked. But then we could go back to say, well, that started in practice. Remember, they were reporting that he threw five. So it does mean something. I wonder if people are looking at the Niner brass differently because Trent Williams is on the ledger along with Brandon Ayuk. So yeah, I know Brandon Ayuk is homegrown. I don't know what he's done. I know he had 7 touchdowns. Amari Cooper had 5. But Amari Cooper in this offense with Kyle becomes a better version of Amari Cooper. That's just how high I am on Kyle Shanahan.
Well, then try to make the trade with Cleveland and then get Trent Williams in here and go from there, I would think. I don't know. Where are you at, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? You ready just to get rid of the, is it a problem when I say, let's just solve the Brandon Ayuk issue. See if we can trade him. The problem is have you lost some leverage over the course of the summer in terms of trade value? And now I do understand the thinking that you can't really trade him for just draft picks now. You have to get a player back, probably to replace him.
And Amari Cooper's tiny to, like, if you
are
going to
do better than him?
No.
I almost feel like, in a way, he's a little bit like Lauri Markkanen. And that is, is he a perfect fit? Or is he a superstar? No, but he's pretty good. So let's go get him and pair him with Purdy and McCaffrey and Kittle and Debo and see if we can roll from there. But I wonder if I just kind of wonder where 49er fans' sentiment is right now, if they're starting to feel like let's just do something with Ayuk so we can move forward and maybe get somebody in here. Trent Williams, I think, is more problematic. And you're right, because I don't know how serious it is with Trent Williams.
Well, he has no guaranteed money.
I know. Well,
and guys at his position, can we name 2 that are better than him? And we've seen guys get broken off this offseason. He has no guaranteed money. To me, layman's terms, Donnie, that doesn't sound like much that he's asking for some guarantee. That sounds like an easy fix, a call or two. You know, not that he's trying to bring the house down, but a 36-year-old left tackle that's made the All-Pro, multiple years recently. I don't get what the holdup is unless you're hooking him up, per se, and just keeping him out.
All right, I'll throw this at you. Riddy on the YouTube chat. You've seen a lot of Amari Cooper as a Dallas Cowboy. You like him?
Yeah,
How good is he?
I do like him. 1,250 yards last year. Ayuk had 1,342. That's kind of a wash. Ayuk had more. Ayuk had 75 receptions to Cooper 72. And let's just look at the quarterback. D. Watt, I was a big fan. He kind of fell off, Stoney, but he those numbers were him throwing him the ball for the most part. You put Amari Cooper as seasoned as he is, 7-time Pro Bowler in this offense, I think you could get Ayuk production.
I kind of agree with you.
And he's got 1 year left. So if it were, oh, boy, night-night, we'll see you. You're not giving or caving in to Ayuk.
Evan, where are you at on this one with the possibility? Go ahead. Do it.
Huh?
Yeah, there it is. Boy, I haven't heard that in 2 weeks.
I was with him a whole week. He doesn't use it when he's on.
We were talking earlier, and I said, boy, I don't know. I may just do the Cooper thing to solve the problem. And you were like,
Talk to your
hesitation? What would it be on that one?
Well, the other wrinkle is that Brandon Ayuk might not want to sign a contract extension with one of these teams. And so if you're a team that's trading for Ayuk, why would you trade? Why would you give up anything worth of value if you're not going to have him beyond this season? So if he wants to be in Cleveland and he wants to sign an extension, then that sounds like a fair deal. You swap receivers, get a pick. But if Ayuk doesn't want to be in Cleveland, then Cleveland's not going to want to give up maybe even Amari Cooper. So I think the hang-up here is Brandon Ayuk. What does he want?
Now, is he being greedy, Evan,
instead of go to Cleveland?
Yeah, whoever meets your number, you need to go.
Right.
And Cleveland's not, you know, they don't suck. You know what I mean?
That's why he wouldn't want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, shout out Drew Carey. No, I'm saying you're
Cleveland
being greedy.
Would be the reason he doesn't want to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, but if they want to pay you your money, you go get. Now you would be you're doing too much, as they say in the streets.
Right.
If you say Cleveland wants to give you your bag, I don't want to go to Cleveland. I don't like their malls. Please, you better go where they want to pay you, buddy.
I tend to agree with you on that. I think he would go. I mean, just how could he want a contract extension? Cleveland wants to give him one. And he's like, yeah, you know what? No.
The lifestyle. But, hey, Cleveland ain't the Bay. That's for sure.
You know what? Yeah, you don't have to. I'll tell you what. You get $28 or $30 million in Cleveland. That's like getting $40 million in San Francisco.
But the Browns are a pretty good team.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's not like he's going to, you know, a team that has no chance of winning.
And apparently the Patriots are still in the mix.
Steelers. According to who you listen to.
Of course. So.
I know Cam Marino from NFL Buzz. He's the one that came out with that Cleveland scenario. But just what you touched on, why would the Niners not get a player back and picks? If you could get that, you think they would jump on it. I just can't believe you drafted Brandon Ayuk. You offered him 26, allegedly. Let's just say you wanted 28. Like, you're really going to let this man get out the building with that age? And he's probably not even in his prime?
Well, I do think we're getting to the point where let's just say hypothetically that the Niners offered him 26 and he said no. He wants 28 or 30. And even if this thing continues or, you know, assuming this thing continues and 2 or 3 weeks from now they reach an agreement, when the first question is going to be, why couldn't you do this 3 or 4 weeks ago and get him in here for the start? In other words, if they reach an agreement sometime after today, Goo, then somebody changed their stance and you wonder if it would all be worth it, because the guy will end up missing a bulk of training camp, and we've seen that can impact the team negatively.
But you told me this. You don't even remember. You kind of yelled it. Cool, you ever been in a negotiation? This must not. You ever been in a negotiation?
Well,
things change, and the clock, the time ticks, and, you know, it's getting ready to, you know, the games are going to count, so things change. I don't think it would solve anything. Like, if, and it's going to be written, Stoney, like, why the hell did y'all not do this 3 weeks ago? It's like, we got it done. Let's move forward. But I just don't like the Debo when he held out. I know he signed August 1st. We're past that date. That year wasn't the best Debo year to me. We saw Bosa last year. That wasn't the best Bosa year. So I just hate it from my. Now, you can go break Randy Moss's records this year if he signs with the Niners and comes back. I'm not saying that's not on the table. But for a team that never dubbed itself light years or the smartest people in the room, John Lynch always comes across like they have their books in order. And this just reeks of, you didn't know Trent was going to ask. While you were gone, Silver had a report that the Niners knew that Trent was disgruntled about his contract months ago about the nine. Like, why didn't you meet this head on? Unless it's not a big deal to you all behind closed doors with Trent Williams. But Ayuk, Stoney, I'm a dude. This just me. You don't want to be here. You got to kick rocks.
Well, you and I mean, honestly, and I'm not saying this is what you do or anything, but and that you feel like you've changed your mind on that, because, you know, 3 or 4 weeks ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever, it was, let's pay Ayuk a good number, get him in here, and let's start rolling.
But what's a good number to him?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Like, if you think you're Justin, I keep watching the receiver dogs, Daddy. If you think you're Justin Jefferson or Jamar Chase, I feel like you're not that guy, and that's not an insult, but what if he's asking for something that's, shout out Atlanta, Ludacris, the rapper? What if he's really asking for something that the Niners are like, this dude's tripping?
Well, then he cannot say something like, oh, Cleveland wants to give me my number, but I don't want to play for them.
Man.
I'd be shocked if that's something he would do. I mean, if he wants the money and somebody's willing to pay him the money, then I got to believe he's got to go there. The issue is you better get a player back. Although it's, I mean, Ricky Pearsall. How's Ricky Pearsall looking, dude? Give me the update.
They say fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's practice.
Yeah. Oh.
Allen Iverson.
Oh,
practice.
But he
talk to me week one,
smooth.
Monday night, Donnie against the Jets.
Oh, he's silky. He's
just
long.
Come back from a hammy.
This guy might be better than Ayuk right now.
Somebody on the YouTube chat said he wasn't getting separation. I don't know if they were running material.
Pearsall?
Yeah. But,
well, neither did Ayuk in the playoffs.
PFF did say that in the Super Bowl. I didn't like him.
You know
Devo.
What? You can find anything out there, anywhere, man. Anytime. So anyway.
I'll tell you what. So
yeah.
We're days away. If this doesn't get rectified by Saturday, obviously he won't make the trip to Tennessee. We'll
right.
watch the preseason game, and half the commentary on the game will be the Brandon Ayuk / Trent Williams. Like, I just don't understand the Trent thing. I know we're talking about Ayuk, but then it spills into Trent.
I mean,
the one thing
I wonder about is, and I get Silver reported that the Niners knew that Williams was unhappy, and I believe that.
Okay.
I mean, how do you not know? But let's be honest. If you're the Niners, you're coming into this season, and all of a sudden, Ayuk wants his money now, which most guys do at this point in their career, and you figure, well, we got to figure out Ayuk, and then all of a sudden, McCaffrey wants his deal done.
He got
redone.
It. Yeah.
Trent Williams wants his deal redone. It's like if you're the Niners, what do? Just kind of cave to everybody that wants their money? And then at some point down the future, you're going to have to pay the piper, and you know it once Purdy gets paid. Without knowing all the details, I would understand why the Niners might be sitting there thinking, what are we going to do? Like, re-up everybody every time any player does this?
Well, do you want to win? And how important is your left tackle, who's been damn near perfect, didn't have the best Super Bowl, but damn near perfect since he's been in the Niner uniform? And Evan, the word last week, Stoney, again, I keep going to him, continuity.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how I think, and I can be off base. So before the best player on your team, C-Mac, McCaffrey, got his deal overnight in 5 minutes. Okay, the team finds that out. Do you think Trent's feeling some type of way that went so fast and you guys want to play tough sheriff with me? And then I'm looking at Ayuk. Is he thinking, man, they really don't? Or is it, get in where you fit in, Ayuk? You're not more important than McCaffrey. You're not more important than Trent Williams. But if you use that method, why are we still stuck at the Trent Williams issue if we all, you and I, can sit here and say, and the fans, he is important. He's their second most important player.
I mean, all I can do is shrug my shoulders because we don't have a lot of answers to these questions. I mean, 49er fans, 888-957-9570. Like, what do you all think is going on here? What do you think is actually going on between the Niners and Trent Williams and between the Niners and Brandon Ayuk? Are we still in the posturing stage? Are we still in the stage where we've got plenty of time to figure this out, and big deal if they miss a couple weeks of training camp, and who cares if they miss an exhibition game against the Tennessee Titans? Or as a Niner fan, is it time to worry a little bit? Because, Goo, one thing, and I always tend to lean more less panicky than others. Yeah, 3-4 weeks ago,
nothing to see here.
No, because we didn't know about Trent Williams, and we just figured Ayuk and the 49ers would somehow figure something out. It feels like what we were talking about a few weeks ago was, well, when do you think Ayuk's going to end up coming in? In other words, is he going to miss as much time as Bosa did? Or is he going to miss as little time as Debo did? Has it taken on a new direction right now where now as a 49er fan, you're thinking, this is getting kind of serious?
Do you think some fans have are turned off by Ayuk holding
out? That's a great question. That's a great question. I'll throw it out there at 888-957-9570. I mean, I'll just be honest. What do you guys think is going on? Is it time to panic with these two players? Or are we still in the business as usual camp? 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot to get into. Guru and I have a lot of catching up to do. I got some questions for my man, and you're all welcome. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Not a doctor.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Happy to be back after a week off, Goo. Appreciate Evan holding it down.
Yeah.
For me. And not hard to do. It's not hard to
hold. Well, we held it down in the streets, too. John Lucum, who you went to his little function yesterday. I missed it.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm getting old, man.
So how many times you guys go out at last week?
Just once.
Just Friday.
Yeah, just Friday.
We were
focused.
And you guys went to a baseball game?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I want to make sure I can share what's shareable and keep to myself what you guys
snitches get stitches
may want
now,
to keep to yourself. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk and whatever's developing with him. Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area writing that he may never have, like, he's as close to being traded now as he's been all off season. So we'll talk about that. The one thing, I know you've been to Paris.
Okay. Yeah.
Have you ever been to London?
No.
Have you ever been to England?
No.
You got to get there, Goo.
Okay.
Goo, you would love
what
it.
What am I? Give like.
Oh, Goo, you would love
give
it.
Give me something about London where you're like, Goo.
Goo, you would love it because every time you turn a corner, there's action.
Sound like Friday, but yeah, okay.
There's action every time you turn a corner, and
good action.
They have something there called pub culture. They have old English pubs, and they're all over the place. Like, all over the place. And, Goo, let me tell you, if you went into a pub in London and said to the bartender, you walk up, you said, give me a beer, and I don't care if there's a man on your right, a woman on your left, or vice versa, and you look to your right and you said, how you doing? You would then be involved in a conversation, a friendly conversation, about whatever you
want. That's what I'm talking about, Steiny.
It's all about conversing.
I love it.
You almost can't go into a pub in England and just kind of sit in the corner and stay on your phone and not pay. I mean, you can if you want, but why would you do it there? So you walk into a pub in England and
sound like you can't be an introvert there. Like, you got it. You got to be talking, baby.
I guess you can, but if you're an introvert, then just stay home. Like, you go out to talk
Beagle.
To people.
Yeah. The Regal Beagle.
And even though everybody, let me tell you something about England, too. Even though everybody's having a good time, drinking some beer, for the most part, nobody's getting messy.
All right.
It's more about what they call, and this is the problem, it's more about what they call crack. But it's an old Irish word. It's spelled C-R-A-I-C.
Okay.
And it means conversation and camaraderie.
I love it, man. That's up my alley.
So everybody, most people go to the pubs to meet friends and to enjoy a good time over a few beers and meet strangers who become friends. And it's just a wonderful experience. It's a little different than the United
crack,
States.
Crack, C-R-A-I-C.
That's
okay,
correct.
Crack.
That's correct.
Real quick here before we get back to
sure.
Niners. How about the crime or the street? Did you feel safe?
Yes.
That, man.
I mean,
that's all I'm yearning for.
Yes. Here's the one thing my daughter did tell me. Now, she's been there for 3 or 4 years now. She's going to stay over there. Boy, that's a tough one.
You're blessed.
One,
I know.
I'm blessed, but it's bittersweet.
Yeah.
You know, she's 6,000 miles away. Anyway, apparently what they're doing in London is what you got to be careful about is being out in the street and just like looking at your cell phone and kind of not paying attention, because what's happening over there a little bit is people are just snatching cell phones out of people's hands, and the dude or the criminal be on a bike or...
I saw that in the movie. So
yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
Their so version of Bippin.
Yeah, I guess that's... I guess that's the bottom line there. So 888-957-9570 is the number. You know what else? Here's the other thing. There's not a lot of guns over there.
That,
in fact, there
beat me up, Scotty.
There are hardly any at all.
They say in goo in Belfast. Somebody said I might have fun in Belfast.
Belfast is a great city.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to be there. Spent a few days there. Most people go to Dublin when they go to Ireland.
How'd you eat?
A lot.
American?
London's got, like, English food. Very mediocre.
Okay.
But because it's such a multicultural city, you can get any kind of food.
I love it.
And, it's really good.
Yeah.
So anybody have any questions about London? We also went to a place called Bath, England, which is about an hour and a half from London. And it's a kind of an ancient city that the Romans conquered way back in the day, and now it's a little touristy town with a lot of action there, too.
Yeah, I was hoping your IG caught a lot of it. I was following you, but you put a couple, but not a lot.
Feel free to just follow my mom.
Okay. I mean,
she posts 19 times a day.
That's what the phone's for.
She's posting in real time, taking pictures of me when I'm not expecting it, and then I see just go on social media and say, Steiny, you have 22 comments. I'm like, what? I haven't even been on social media.
Steiny Lynx.
She'll post it anyway.
I love it.
All right, Brandon Ayuk, ladies and gentlemen, still holding in, and Trent Williams holding out. The morning show had Mary Kay Cabot, and she's a longtime Cleveland beat writer for the Cleveland Browns, and she's been entrenched in that city for a while. She was on with a morning show talking about Brandon Ayuk and a possible fit with the Cleveland Browns. Let's take a listen to what she said, and then we'll talk more about it. But the big issue right now is whether sentiment among 49er fans is starting to change. Take a listen.
Yeah, I think they would. I think that a young receiver like that in this system, a receiver-friendly system, with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson who's going to get him the ball early and often, I think he would flourish here. He might get even more targets because I think San Francisco might have even a few more weapons than the Browns do and utilize them a little bit differently. But I'm not saying that this is going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it actually is somewhat of a possibility now, where it didn't seem possible in the beginning because no one could really imagine the 49ers parting with him. Why would you let go of your number one receiver in the prime of his career? It really kind of comes down to a financial decision. If he's going to hold out, if he's going to be a distraction in this high-stakes year for the 49ers, maybe it's better for them to move forward, bring in a receiver, an elite receiver like Amari.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't miss a beat or a step this season.
All right, so that's the way it feels to me. That just everything seems to be building a little bit more and more and more, where 2 months ago, it's hard to see happening. A month ago, you're still skeptical. And now it does seem like, I don't know if it's more likely to happen, but I think most people think it might happen more so now than in the past. How could you not?
Yeah, and it boils down to me, what is Ayuk, what will make him happy? And obviously money will make him happy, but Cleveland, a good team, Stoney, a playoff team, I think, in the AFC, but the Niners were just in the Super Bowl in overtime. So yep. If I'm Ayuk, I mean, what's more important to you, going somewhere where you could put up numbers and maybe not get to back to the Super Bowl, or not take a pay cut, meet the team halfway or more than halfway, obviously, and play big-time football? I just don't know, but I will say this. Ayuk, just from an individual standpoint, he wasn't solo, did not just obliterate and put up video game numbers in the playoffs in regard to his production as far as catches, touchdowns, and yards. We still don't have the answer as to why. But my goodness, Donnie, it's the Kuminga thing. You put him in Detroit, he'll put up 27. Yeah, but is that a 27 where you're going to be playing big-time basketball? I think not. So we'll see what's going on. But every day, including today and tomorrow, this is not fixed. I start to believe this guy really may be on his way out of town.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you're just joining us, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, is plugged in to the Niners as any writer in the Bay. He's been doing it for 20-plus years, is reporting that the Niners are about as close to dealing Brandon Ayuk as they've been all summer long, and I believe it. Now, I believe that they're closer to trading him now than they were 3 months ago. The question is there still a lot of room before they end up trading Brandon Ayuk? So let me ask you this, because I saw it online, and I just kind of want to know what people were thinking about it. Just the pleasantries with Brandon Ayuk, Shanahan, and Kyle Lynch. So they're shaking hands and they're smiling.
Yeah, bro hugs.
Did people think that was, they were saying, hello, we're going to get something done? Or people were thinking that was their way of kind of saying, all right, no hard feelings, goodbye.
I'll go labor terms. I thought the baby was here. I thought it was congratulations. We're about to announce your new contract, son. What else could that be? Just feeling euphoria? And then Colin Cowherd, I don't know if you caught it, Stoney, went on his platform and said a deal with the Niners was good. It was imminent. So I was thinking, dude, you do that when you're celebrating something. But other people saw it different. But you asked me what I thought. And, Stoney, I thought by the time our week concluded with Evan last Friday, a deal would be announced. And it's quiet on the set.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Niner fans, are you more concerned at this point with Ayuk or Trent Williams? That's the other question I want to ask 49er fans. And then just simply, are you starting to get concerned, particularly about Brandon Ayuk, that he may not be a 49er this season? I mean, it does feel to me like if it's a fait accompli that Brandon Ayuk's not going to be a Niner, hey, you got to, and you can get Amari Cooper for him. You just go get Amari Cooper.
Okay, but
I'm sorry. I mean, like, I know it's not that simple, but if you don't think you can sign Brandon Ayuk, Goo, then you got to replace him with the best receiver you think is out there that you can get. And if it's Amari Cooper, it's Amari Cooper.
No doubt about it. And it's kind of funny because up until this morning, Stoney, we hadn't had a receiver's name that would be coming back.
Right.
So now it's twofold. This is not Madden. You want Amari Cooper. If you know and looked yourself in the mirror, the Niners, that he's available, you want him to hit the ground running so you could get him in here as fast as possible, right?
You would
so
think.
So it's twofold there, but man, is he going to get his wish, Brandon, if that, you know, where he's going to get his money first? Because I think that's at the top of his priority sheet. Get the bag.
Right.
And if it's in Cleveland, it's in Cleveland or Pittsburgh. But, man.
Now, the one thing I think, the more I think about it, is maybe Cleveland wants more than just Ayuk. Because think about this for a minute. So Cleveland's got Amari Cooper, who's a real solid receiver. But he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Yes, sir.
So if I'm Cleveland, okay, I want Brandon Ayuk because he's a younger, more dynamic receiver than Cooper. But I also know I'm going to pay him, whatever, 28, 26, 30. And that puts Cleveland in a much tougher salary cap situation. Obviously, I don't know their particulars, but part of what a team does is calculate the guys who are coming off the cap. So if Cleveland's ready to move off of Cooper and sign Brandon Ayuk to a long-term contract, maybe they want something else. Because the Niners, think about this, the Niners are going to, yeah, parting with Ayuk would be a tough one. But then they get a player in here who's not that much, let's say, worse than Ayuk and pretty darn good. And you got him coming off your cap in a year, knowing you got to pay Purdy. To me, that almost seems like a great deal for the San Francisco 49ers if they're starting to become convinced they can't get it done with Ayuk. How can they do better than that?
And you hadn't mentioned the dessert. Draft picks coming back. And reportedly a 2025 second-round pick. So, I mean, you're telling me, man, we get – some will argue, Stani, right. Ayuk is equal, or some will say Cooper went healthy. He's done more in the league
right.
than Brandon Ayuk.
Right.
But if you're telling me he's coming back and we're getting draft capital, if I'm the Niners, that might stir up the pot to where, hey, Brandon, we love you, but we don't love you that much.
888-957-9570 is the number. Brandon Ayuk, are you ready to move on from this issue, which would mean trading him? I mean, I'm looking at this from Cleveland's point of view. All right, they're a good team. They got a great defense. They also have give me a grade for Amari Cooper as a receiver, and give me a grade for Brandon Ayuk as a receiver. In other words, I would say,
so forget age.
Let's say Ayuk's a B+, and Amari Cooper's a B. Would that be fair?
I guess if we go to last year, yeah. Or we check the mileage. But if we're just talking about just name recognition, right. Amari Cooper's an A. He's been an A- coming out of – and Brandon Ayuk is a B.
Okay.
Or a B-.
Let's say – okay. But let's say hypothetically – even though Cooper's had a better career – let's say,
right,
hypothetically, Ayuk is either better or more coveted because he's entering his prime.
Right.
So let's just give Ayuk an A- and Amari Cooper
right,
a B.
You. All right.
So they're sitting there with a B receiver, pretty good receiver, proven. Do they really want to move off a sure thing? Not that Ayuk isn't a sure thing, but they have him at cost certainty. I just don't see Cleveland moving off Cooper to get Ayuk for the right to pay Ayuk, you know, among the top paid receivers in the league.
Well, he could be your Amari Cooper for the future.
He could be. He could be.
But that's why you do it. They're going, when they do this, and this was to get expedited, they're telling you, we've dubbed him
here's the future
young wideout, the next Amari Cooper.
Here's what I'm saying, though. If I'm Cleveland, and the 49ers come to me with that deal,
yeah,
I'm going to look at it from my point of view, and I'm going to say, what? Okay, great. We get Brandon Ayuk, but we're still going to have to pay him $30 million. You know that. We know that. Amari Cooper is a damn good receiver. You've got him at cost certainty. He's coming off your cap in a year. He's like a free agent that comes off your cap. He's coveted. All I'm saying is, if I'm Cleveland, I would want the pick.
Yeah.
I would want a pick. And that may sound crazy to 49er fans, but and maybe that's, you'd say to Cleveland at that point, hit the pike.
Because I'm not doing that for a guy that we got control over one more year.
Exactly.
So I'm not, you know, I don't even want to move Ayuk. I really believe the Niners don't. But if they get overwhelmed with draft capital, Steiny,
right,
that changes it to me. But as far as giving something else to go with Ayuk, I would just, the Marshawn Lynch, hell nah.
888-957-9570. This can't be right. Guru, this can't be right.
Uh-oh.
Now, you know, this show is not just you and me. It's you, it's me, it's Evan, it's Spadoni.
Facts.
It's whoever's sitting in Spadoni's chair, quite frankly, and it's the listeners.
All day.
And over the course of time, we've had listeners who have been frequent guests.
Wow.
I got somebody on the line here, Goo, that I don't think we've heard from since COVID. But he's got a moniker that we're going to recognize.
Oh, I'm trying to just write.
Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Let's go out to Fremont to talk to 211 Steel Reserve.
He's back. He's alive.
This is unbelievable. Yes. Where have you been, my friend?
What's up, man? I'm always lurking, listening to you too, man. I'm going to tell you something right now. You guys, hands down, you guys have been from day one to me the best show on the station. I'm not going to shy away from saying that.
Thank you, my man.
I love what y'all did. Especially, I'm not dropping nobody out, but when it's just the two of you, to me, I just think it's better, and I love it. Guru, don't ever change. Steinman, don't ever change. You guys, have it going, man. I love it, man.
211. Hey,
you know me. I try to stay non-biased.
Yes. Okay?
And you know me. I don't like them. I'm a diehard Raider to this day.
Yep.
But you can't let. I mean, it's great to have these kind of problems as a franchise when you're that good. The Niners. It kills me to see their success, but it's always to have the rich spoils of riches. You know, however it's said, it's awesome. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, Cooper, I got him at a B minus. Brandon, I got Brandon at, and he's an A plus right now. You can't deny it. The dude's up there. Wants his money. But it's so good to have those problems as a winning organization. You can't mess that up. You got to do what you can to keep them. But, man, it must be nice to have those issues, because I wish my Raiders had issues like that. Because, man, just look at it. It's been so long. We can't even – another coaching staff, just been horrible. But you two remain the same, and I love it. Y'all stay up.
Hey, right on,
I
man.
I love it. It's good to hear it, man. I'm glad you guys are all good. I know I didn't call in since COVID, and my family has been blessed through all that mess. And I'm going to say something, man. I grew up an A's fan, and they broke my heart when Canseco was traded. And I never looked back since that day. But watching my Dodgers, I was a Dodgers fan ever since that happened. Watching the Dodgers game this weekend and seeing that ballpark as a Dodgers fan possibly for the last time, it hit deep, man. And a lot of players have come through that place, and it's a sad thing to see that team leave that place. It's heartbreaking, especially with all the drama that went down between the Raiders and the two teams, taking bites at each other and shots at each other. But that, to me, is heartbreaking. Hey, Bay Area sports is always number one. Stay up, fellas.
You too, baby. And you'll probably have Dak Prescott as your starting quarterback next year. But nobody cares, Donnie. Evan didn't know. I was kind of hiding it from him and Ken. Oh. I had a moment in that ballpark Friday. It's probably my last game ever.
A's Dodgers.
In the Coliseum. But to think about the three-peat, and I was a baby then, the Ricky Henderson, Canseco, A's, just everything that's happened in that stadium, to walk in and walk out like, why is this over? It was a moment. I tried to keep it from Evan. He didn't know, but your boy was, it was hard, man.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we're going down this road, I mean, my daughter's gone to college in a week. And I remember being in an A's game, I don't know, 10 years ago. She was 7. And it's a story she tells to this day. You know, Stomper the mascot.
Yeah.
Stomper the mascot is doing his thing, and she's thinking, Stomper's kind of real. And one of the people from the PR department goes up to Stomper, whispers in his ear, you got 10 more minutes and then you can go on break.
That's awesome.
And it just shattered my 7-year-old daughter's,
You got to get out there before they're done.
Do I?
Yeah.
Why?
You're an Oakland resident and you know what time it is.
Did I tell you I went to an Oakland Ballers game? No, I think I did that. You know what? I think my last day was Friday, a week back. And then I left Saturday. Yeah, the night before.
How was that?
It was fun.
Pack?
No, they had they announced a couple thousand, but it might have been a little generous. It's fun.
Oh, man.
It's a lot of fun.
I
got to
get out there.
Evan, you've been out there, right, to an Oakland Ballers game?
No, sickest I actually name. Haven't yet.
Oh, sickest name there is, man. Oakland Ballers.
You know what's funny is I don't want to get on him. I just got back, but I thought he was like Mr. Baseball.
Well, he is.
Well, no, he's not. If he hasn't seen our newest team in the Bay, do you plan on? Or is that
Evan his props for? We were right behind from the dugout.
Let me guess. Is that kind of baseball beneath you, Evan?
Baseball? No. But it's the last year of baseball at the A's. So if I'm going to go to a game, I'll probably go to the A's game.
Evan's our president right there.
What about both?
Two-time.
I don't live in the East Bay anymore, so it's a little tougher to get over there. I used to play at Ramani Park. What are you talking about? I've been around that ballpark before the Oakland Ballers were.
I used to go to Ramani to take my daughter to soccer practice, and it's amazing what they've done.
Yeah.
The stadium is really cool.
You used to have to leave your cars unlocked.
No, they have security outside the stadium.
Well, now they do.
Now, what you do have to worry about are foul balls. Foul balls can get
old
your car.
Old school little league.
There's no doubt about it.
That used to be the worst.
But it's so cool, man. You can see the Oakland skyline on back of the one fence.
I got to get out there, man.
It's like warehouses that look pretty cool, and there's ivy. I would highly recommend it.
Rick Tittle's son calls some of the games.
Oh.
Yeah, he calls some of the games.
Okay. So, anyway, Brandon Ayuk. You think he's going to be a Niner? For much longer. 888-957-9570. We're also going to get into a little Warrior talk. There's a deadline coming up tomorrow that we can talk about that has a lot of implications for the Warriors. Cool, I haven't talked to you at all about the Olympics. The Giants are still on the table.
Four and a half.
Barely.
Yeah.
I'll say this I should take a victory lap.
If it's not complete, you can't take the lap.
Okay, well, I don't know what the opposite of a victory lap is, but I could have sworn to God on the Friday I left, we were talking about Trent Williams and said, Steiny, he'll be signed by Tuesday.
Those words came out my mouth.
All right.
Well, yeah. And my mentions blew up on Twitter about Soler when he got traded about the 30 home run bit. Dude, it blew up.
Oh, you have a shot.
No, does it continue or is it over?
Sure, it continues.
Yeah, okay, that's what they were asking.
You ain't on there. Actually, I haven't looked at...
haven't missed much.
They traded into Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't checked. If he hit four or five homers this weekend, then maybe we should take the bet down. No, the bet still goes. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What are your thoughts on Brandon Ayuk, 49er fans? You getting a little itchy, a little panicky? I'll tell you right now, if you can get Amari Cooper, just go do it. Go do it. That segment brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.